Now, for the past couple of years, street libraries have been popping up all across Sydney. Little collections of books where you're invited to take it home that grabs your fancy or drop off a few that you'd love to share. Now, the organisation behind them has a mission to make literature more accessible and more affordable for the public and some big ambitions for the future. Nick Lowe is the founder and the mind behind it. Nick, a very good morning to you.
So, hi, Nick. How are you going?
I'm well, mate. I'm well. So, 2 years. It was November 2015. You popped out the first street library, I think, right in your neighbourhood in Newtown. Big changes in 2 years.
Yeah, that's right. Like, we got a few people together and we had a little workshop and we all built some very random libraries. And we sort of sat down with a group of volunteers and said, we should push this thing. It's a really good idea and let's make it across Australia. So, we set off to have a target of 500 street libraries, registered ones, across Australia in 3 years' time. And we're just about to hit 500 a year early. So it's gone really well.
That is fantastic. I understand you got the inspiration over in the US.
Yeah, that's right. They have a similar program in the US called Little Free Libraries. And there was one or two in Australia when we first started. And I just thought, look, this is such a good idea. Like this. There's something like 30,000 in the US, and this is such a good idea. Australia needs to do it, and so let's just get it done in Australia. And so I got a bunch of volunteers together. We got a couple of small grants from the City of Sydney and a couple of others, and we put some of our own money in, and we just got it going, and now it's going really well.
And it's been amazing to me to see the community kind of benefit from it. I really love it. And you can see people taking a lot of pride in what they've put together.
Yeah, it's essentially a piece of street art, you know, that a lot of people spend a hell of a lot of time painting them or building them. You know, there's a lot of custom designs out there. You don't have to... We fund our not-for-profit by selling street libraries, but... Mm. A lot of people also just build their own, and there's different kinds of creativity from the way they get built to the way they get painted. Some people have really strict rules about how they use their library, and some people are completely laissez-faire, like I am. So there's a lot of, and they turn into great stopping places for the community as well.
I think they really do. I mean, it's also about people finding them and knowing that they're out there. And I know on the website, you've got a way for people to track their kind of local ones.
Yeah, that's right. If you go to streetlibrary.org.au/find, you can see all the registered street libraries that we have. And if you're thinking of, wow, this is a great idea, I should donate some books, the easiest thing you can do is just jump online, find your closest street library and leave a few books. And, you know, the good part about that is you might find a few good books as well.
It's very...
Sometimes you might end up coming home with more books than you started out with.
It is very hard to walk past one without having a sticky beak.
That's true.
Now, I also know you've got big plans for the next couple of years. I saw that you've got quite a number you're hoping to have by 2020.
Well, we're about to hit this target that we sort of set a year early of 500. And... we sort of sat down with all the people that are involved and had a bit of a, you know, blue sky thing. And we thought we could maybe get to 5,000 in by 2021. So I've yet to announce it formally, but it's or, like really turn my mind to how to get there. But, it's definitely possible. There's heaps of people who, it's such a simple project that you can do. It's such a simple project that you can do. It doesn't require any special tools. You know, you can turn a microwave into one. You can make it in your, with a little bit of woodwork. So I don't see why it shouldn't happen.
I don't see why it shouldn't either. I think that'd be great. Yeah. I meant to ask too, I know you kicked off in New South Wales. I know there's a few around Victoria. How is the state-by-state breakdown? Is there anywhere we should be pushing into?
Well, look, New South Wales is always the best. That's because that's where we live, right? We have them in all four corners of Australia. So, like, our most northern one, we've got one up in one of those islands off the top of the Northern Territory.
Wow.
We've got a few in Tasmania. I know that there's one on the eastern tip of Byron Bay, and I'm not sure how far our westernmost... street library is, but there's definitely a few in Perth. So, like, they're scattered around Australia, and it's really according to where the population is. But it's not just an urban thing as well. Like, we have quite a lot in rural areas. For instance, you know, there's a rural area up in northern New South Wales called Jerry's Plains, and it's in the middle of nowhere. It's 150 k's past Singleton west, and they haven't got a library for 40 k's. And there's a lovely lady, one of our volunteers called Gina, up there, who looks after two street libraries made of old fridges. And so, you know, it's not just an urban thing. It's definitely it can be done anywhere. So,
well, Nick, happy birthday to street libraries.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Congratulations on it. And I look forward to that 5,000 by 2020. Have a great day.
No worries. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Nick Lowe there. He's the founder and organiser of Street Libraries. Of course, you can go to the website. We'll have it up on 2SER.com. Find your local one or get involved if you want to. 1 year ahead of their 500 goal that they wanted by November 2018. And here they are already. Nice work.